Terry Dade, Rochester's new school superintendent, has been on the job just over 2 weeks now. He starts at a particularly tumultuous time for the district, with some calling for a state takeover, and now the unexpected resignation of State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia. Tim Macaluso, education reporter at City Newspaper, sat down with Dade recently, and Tim is here now to tell us about that conversation. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Beth.
Well, first, a bit about Terry Dade's own personal story, about his childhood, and what about that would help him relate to some kids, many kids in the Rochester School District?
One of the things that was interesting about Terry was his father is a retired police officer, D.C. police officer, and he had full custody of his son. And he was raised in part by his grandmother as well as by his stepmother, but mostly by his father. And so he has an understanding and an empathy for children that have similar backgrounds. And so I thought that was pretty interesting.
You said you found Terry Dade a pretty candid guy to talk to.
Absolutely. I mean, he didn't hold back on anything. He talked pretty openly about his experiences both prior to coming to Rochester and also about why he wanted to come to Rochester. He called it, in his view, working in an urban school district is a calling, and that's what he did.
He last was one of several superintendents for the Fairfax County, Virginia School District, which, like Rochester, had a number of schools that were deemed not up to state standards. How did he approach that in that district that might tell us something about what he would do here in Rochester?
What he described was an approach where he met with teachers and talked with teachers and principals about what they saw specifically as the barriers to success, and then worked together with them at coming up with a plan for improving those schools. Now, he says that there were 13 schools altogether out of the schools that he was responsible for that were like that, and that 12 of them showed improvement, and he was expecting possibly the 13th one. Some results were coming in from that right now. I haven't verified his findings on that, but he says that most of those schools started to show improvement. And it was a similar situation as it is in New York State, where schools are persistently failing or low performing over a long period of time, have to come up with improvement plans, and that's what he did.
And I want to talk about another issue that you touched on with him, and that is a school board plagued by internal conflicts and what some have called micromanagement of previous superintendents. Now, obviously, the dynamics of the board are changing a little bit since the election, but what did Dade tell you about how he plans to work with Board of Education commissioners?
Well, one of the things that I think was most interesting about him is that he was completely aware. He had done a lot of research on the district, and he was very familiar with distinguished educator Jaime Aquino's report. And he was also very familiar with a lot of the comments about the board and its different times of either infighting or micromanaging of the superintendent. But he talked about how, you know, he plans to go to they're doing a retreat and they're going to work on some of these issues and try to really iron them out. But I think one of the things that was most fascinating is that he didn't seem particularly ruffled by it. I mean, he's worked in the D.C. school system, and he also worked under Michelle Rhee, who is quite well known for her reformer program and advocacy. And so I kind of got the impression that he's kind of seen these things. So
he's not all that shocked by coming to Rochester. Well, I'm certainly not sure anyone anticipated the resignation this week of State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, as she was taking a hard look in this last year at the Rochester School District for ways to improve it. She was involved in conversations about a potential state takeover of the school board. What could her resignation at the end of August mean for Rochester?
It's really kind of hard to say. She's going to have a successor, so that person may take up the same agenda. But I think one of the things that has come about is that under Elia, she has ignited a community-wide conversation. And one of the things that I think about with the superintendent is that, on one hand, there is some tension and anxiety about, you know, his starting. He doesn't really have the red carpet rolled out for him as some superintendents have had in the past, but hopefully he'll get a running start and be given a chance. And at the same time, he may benefit from the fact that people are paying attention, and I think Elia is responsible for that.
That's Tim Macaluso, education reporter for City Newspaper, and his piece on New Rochester Schools Superintendent Terry Date is online today at rochestercitynewspaper.com. Tim, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Beth.